There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I
now
long once more to be,
once more to be
with my friends at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning by the means of radio. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. So we want to give a holler out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. We appreciate them and all that they do for us here at the broadcast. Amen. We pray this broadcast is a blessing to you, Sister Anita. We also want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett from Beaufort, Ohio. Faithful listeners, faithful contributors, right here to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church broadcast. We'd like to give you directions to our church, so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We also, we want to let you know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We want to give you some advice. Go to the website. We have a website at www.5milehc.com. .org. Again, that's www.5milehc.org. You can go to that website, click on the sermon link, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. In the event that you miss the broadcast on a Sunday, maybe you're out of town, or maybe you're out of friends or neighbors, amen, you can get caught back up by going to the website and go to that sermon link, and we try to update that throughout the month. And we also have a guest page that we have. that you can click on there and hear the visiting preachers throughout the year that we host here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We also want to give a holler out to Sister Hogue right out of there out of West Union, Ohio. We got a phone call from her, and we want to give her a holler and give her a shout out. We appreciate all that she does, and a faithful listener right here at the broadcast. Amen. We want to give out a few announcements before we get into the Word of God. Amen. We don't want you to forget about the revival we've been in all week with Brother Jody Pasquarelli. And I tell you what, had a great revival. Amen. In the Easter service. But we've got another speaker coming from Berea, Kentucky. And that was on April the 12th on a Friday night. And that's Brother David Rose from Big Hill, Kentucky. He's coming up here to Ohio to preach for us for that one night on a Friday night, April the 12th. So we're excited about that. We know Brother David Rose is going to be a great blessing to us. Amen. So we wanted to give you a holler out for that. But we'd like to take the time to also to remind our radio listeners out there that if you've been touched by this broadcast and you've been moved by it, if your life has been changed, if you've been encouraged, we'd like to know about that. Would you take the time and sit down and drop us a line? If you got a prayer request, put it in the letter there, and we'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. But we'd like for you to remind you to send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. And we'll get that, pray over it, and we'll give you a holler out on the radio. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But if God be my helper, we want to preach to you today. Amen. Out of the book of Ezra, out of the book of Ezra, chapter 9. Amen. A very familiar story. Amen. But the Word of God reads like this. Ezra chapter 9, verse 1. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites, for they have taken of their daughters for themselves, for their sons, so that their holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the land of the princes and the rulers hath been chief in this trespass. When I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and I plucked off my hair of my head and of my beard, and I sat down astonished. And then there were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished unto the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness. And having rent my garments and my mantle, I fell on my knees, and I spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed to blush, and even blush to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head. Our trespass is grown up into the heavens. Since the day of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we and our kings and our priests been delivered into this hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword and to the captivity and to all the spoil and to the confusion of the face, as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time today, I want to preach to you out there in radio land simply on Give Us Revival. Amen. Give us a revival. The Bible said in the book of Ezra here The Bible said the prophet Ezra was ashamed of the people around about him. He was ashamed of his generation. He was ashamed of his people that had transgressed the laws of God. They had went backwards and not forward. They had went out and mingled with the unprofitable. They took up the sons and the daughters of the enemy, and they was having children, amen, out of their heritage and out of their tradition, and it brought sin and transgression upon the people. And Ezra began to pray and seek the Lord, and he began to repent. And the Bible said he rent his clothes and he laid down on the ground before the Lord. And he stretched out his hands and he began to weep and he asked the Lord, Lord, give us a little space of grace. Lord, give us a little reviving, Lord, in our bondage. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, Lord, Lord, give us a remnant to escape. Amen. He's seen the doom and gloom, if you will. He's seen the end of this generation. It was going down the wrong road. Amen. But Ezra, the man of God, seen the need to pray. He asked the Lord, Lord, give us a revival. Lord, let us feel your presence again. Let us feel your power again. He began to call out on the Lord, and no doubt the Lord heard his cry. I want you to know, you may feel today, my friend, that, amen, the power of prayer of one will not exceed. Amen. But I want you to know today there's power in prayer. And I want you to know today, amen, that God hears the cry of the righteous. For the Bible said in Psalms 34 that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. Amen. Here's a prophet here in the Bible by the name of Ezra. Amen. That seen had a burden for his people. Amen. In his land. And he began to pray and seek the Lord. And the Lord heard his cry. I want you to know today the reason Brother Bobby comes to you every Sunday morning, amen, by the means of radio to preach to you God's holy word, amen, because I got a burden for the people around about me. I've got a burden, amen, in this hour that we live in, amen, that there's people going out there today that don't know the Lord, and they don't know that there's a personal Savior that can come into their lives and bring a change in their life. Amen. I'm committed this morning, amen, to deliver the word of God to this lost generation and tell the people of this day and this hour, amen, that God still saves and delivers. I want you to know today I want to follow that book of Ezra. I want to pick up where Ezra left off in this hour, amen, and say, Lord, give us revival. Amen. We need a revival today in this nation, amen, to remind us where we were and where we've come and where we're going. We need a revival in this nation, amen, to wake up our children, help them to realize, amen, that this nation, amen, was founded upon the word of God, amen, that the fear of God was brought about in this nation, amen. Let's remind our people and remind our children, amen, that the hand of God was upon this nation, amen. But I want you to know today, amen, as Ezra seen in his day, the falling away, amen, the corruption of his day. I see it in my day, but I'm saying, Lord, give us revival. Give us a revival, Lord, that we can save and deliver, Lord, by your hand. And not by my doing, but God, by your hand. I want you to know today we need a revival for a number of reasons. Amen. And I'd like to touch on some of those this morning. Amen. We need a revival today to separate. Amen. Glory be to God. The reason why Ezra was so troubled in this book here, in the ninth chapter of Ezra, because, amen, it was not meant for them to, amen, to take up with the enemy. It was not meant for them, amen, to take up with those, amen, not those the enemies of the land, and they took up and had children with them. Amen. This was not pleasing in the God's eyes. I want want you to know today, my friend, don't let nobody tell you out there today, amen, that you can love the world and still love God. The Bible said if a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible said if a man be a friend of the world, he's an enemy to God. I want you to know, my friend, the Word of God teaches us to come out from among the world, be ye separate, saith God, and I'll receive you unto myself. I want you to know today, my friend, we need a revival to separate, amen, and divide and realize, amen, notice this, amen, the day when Moses went up to get the commandments of God, and the Bible said the people sat down to eat and to drink, but rather rose up to play. The Bible said while they were, amen, rejoicing, and amen, and bowing down to the golden calf, amen, that Aaron had made among the people. When Moses came back from his journey, he seen that they was dancing and they was drinking and they was partying. Amen. And Moses took the tablets and threw them to the ground. And he made this proclamation. Who's on the Lord's side among us? I want you to know, my friend, there is a separation. Amen. Job said a man is born of a woman for a few days and full of trouble. We have to live in this world. Amen. But the Job said we don't have to partake of the evil of this world. My friend, I work, amen, like everybody else. I go shopping like everybody else. Amen. I buy and sell like everybody else. But I want you to know, my friend, amen, I will not compromise. I will not cross the bloodline. Amen. To take up the devil's play parties and cause my soul to be lost. Amen. We need a revival today to separate. Amen. Them patriarchs of old, the men of God of old, they would stand in the pulpit and they would tell people, you got to come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith God. Amen. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. Church, listen to me today out there, saint of God. You are the light of the world. You represent the kingdom of God. Amen. Do we have Achan's today among us? Yes, sir. As it was during Achan's day. Amen. He took the Babylonish garment after the man of God told him not to. Amen. He hid it under his tent. Amen. But the Lord began to reveal, amen, to go to Achan and let him know, Achan, what have thou done? Amen. The Lord showed me their sin in the camp. And Achan said, I've hid it under my tent. Amen. And we know the end of Achan. God destroyed him. And I want you to know today there's no hiding place. God knows exactly where you're at. And there's going to be a judgment day in a little while. And every man will stand before God, great and small, and give an account in the day of judgment. I want to preach this morning. We need revival. We need revival to separate, amen, from the lust of this world. We need revival, amen, to separate from the love of this world. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. We need a revival, amen, to clean and sanctify ourselves from the lust of the world. Jesus said, if the inward of the cup and the platter will appear clean, the outward of the cup and the platter will appear clean also. Brother, you get it right on the inside, it's going to show up on the outside. Amen, brother. Let me tell you today, we need revival. Amen. God, give us revival. How are we going to get it today, preacher, when the world has become so wicked and corrupt? Amen. And the world calls good evil and evil good. I'm here to tell you, let's do like Ezra done. Amen. Let's bow our knees to the ground. Let's call up unto the Lord in heaven and realize that our people has backslid and turned from God, and say, Lord, forgive us. Give us a revival. God, make a way for our escape. Amen. That's what Ezra said. Give us, God, that space of grace that we need to survive. Let me preach a little more today. Give us a revival to commit and be faithful. Amen. I've never seen such a day and hour that we live in, that every man seemingly has more on their mind. mind. Amen. And the pleasures of this world are more than the pleasures of God. The Apostle Paul warned us of that day. He said that in the last days, perilous times should come. Men pleasers, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. I want you to know today we're in that moment. Amen. When men are lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. We need a revival, God. Give us a revival, Lord. Amen. That'll cause us to fall in love again. Give us a revival, Lord. That will commit ourselves to the work of God. And be faithful to death. Oh, I'm glad today. When the Lord said, come unto me. And I heard that call. I committed my life to Him. I want to finish my pride. I want to finish the race. And hear Him say, well done. Are you ready, my brother? Are you ready, my sister? Are you hearing this old-time preacher? Give us revival, Lord. A revival to reprint. A revival to refresh. A revival to renew. Amen. You got a good start. But the devil come by and pulled you from the presence of God. If you're hearing me out there, backslider, I want you to know today, amen, we've got a revival in our land today. God's still a saving. God's still a calling for you. Oh, ain't you glad today that God gives men a second chance? Ain't you glad today that God's mercy is forever extended? I'm glad today that the Lord, amen, is full of mercy and tender mercy and loving kindness. He said it's not His will that any should perish, but all come unto everlasting life. I'm preaching, God, give us revival. Woo! In the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, let's read some more Bible. Amen. The Bible said, amen, Nehemiah was building up a wall. Amen. And the enemy around about Nehemiah made fun and mocked. The Bible said he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end of the day? Will they revive these stones out of the rubbish? Will they revive these stones out of the rubbish? Amen. Can they make anything good? I want you to know today when I read that, I thought about in 1 Peter, amen, what the Lord said about our lively stones in the building. He said, amen, amen. Ye also, in verse number 5, ye are lively stones. Are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? God specializes in taking those stones out of the rubbish and making something out of them. Amen. Nehemiah's day, he had the same trouble. They made fun and they mocked. They said, could they fortify in one day? Can they grab these stones and make them do anything? But Nehemiah, the Bible said, had a mind to work. Amen. He put work in one hand and a sword of God in the other. And he began to build that wall. I want you to know today, that's what we're doing. The saints of God of this hour, we're working on our building, our spiritual building that's not made by hands. Amen. We're working on our treasure. Amen. Not in this life, but in the life to come. I'm preaching to you today, God give us revival. God used Nehemiah in his day, and God can use you in this hour. We need somebody to pray, somebody to seek God's face. I'm glad today of what God's word says in the book of Isaiah 57. Let's read some more. The Bible said, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity. We know who that is, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite spirit and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. I got to read in Isaiah there, and he said, the God of eternity, the high and the lofty one, where does he live? He said he inhabits the contrite spirit to revive that humble heart. I'm here to tell you today, if you'll come before the Lord humble and cry unto the Lord, he can bring revival. Revival means to renew and to restore what the devil stole from you. You can have the blessings of God. Don't let the devil tell you you can. That's why I'm telling you this morning, God give us revival. How are we going to have it? It's to them that pray. It's to them that cry. It's them that humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. I'm glad today I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me out of all my troubles. I'm preaching to you today, God give us revival. I'd like to have a revival that saves, a revival that delivers, a revival that cleans and sanctifies us wholly. We can have it today, because God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Let me read you one more verse before we close on the broadcast today. I want to read you one more. I'd like to have a revival that can be measured. Oh yes, I've heard the testimonies of past, those old fashioned meetings, people getting saved and delivered, people getting healed of disease. Amen. Read about the patriarchs of old, where they had Holy Ghost revival and baptized the 20 and 25 at a time. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, the Bible said when Zion, the church, travails as a woman that bears child, then and only then can it bring forth sons and daughters. You want your children saved today. You want your grandchildren to know the Lord. Then we got to travail. We got to get under the load. We got to seek God's face. The Bible said in the book of Amos, in chapter 7, verse 7, in the last few minutes, listen at this. He said, he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, and with the plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? He said, a plumb line, Lord. Then he said, Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore. He said, Amos, measure my people. See how far they've gone from me. Amos, take the plumb line and measure Israel. I wonder today how far we are from God. How much closer can we be? Amen. Glory be to God. We sing a song around here every now and then. Amen. I'll look down the road and I wondered, amen, just to see how far I am from God. Amen. I got out my Bible and I read it just to see how far I am from God. Amen. Amos, measure me. Let the Word of God measure you today. Amen. I want to live. I want to live in a way that God can use me and bless me. Are you hearing this whole time, preacher, today? God, give us revival. God, give us revival. We need a revival in this hour to stir our souls and to make up our minds that we're going to serve God to the day we die. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week at 11 o'clock, May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer. Amen.